proposal to end the fighting in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Everyone has said yes, except for Hamas.
Blinken spoke to reporters in Tel Aviv after meeting with Israeli officials and families of American hostages.
We are determined to bring them home.
The proposal announced by Joe Biden last month calls for a three-phase plan in which Hamas would release the rest of the hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza.
You're not going to get to phase two, an enduring ceasefire, unless you start with phase one. So that's where it begins.
He said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had reaffirmed his commitment to the proposal, but the Israeli leader has publicly disputed key aspects of it. Hamas has demanded assurances and accused Israel of stalling in order to continue the aggression.
We await the answer from Hamas, and that will speak volumes about what they want, what they're looking for, who they're looking after.
I'm Jennifer King.
A guilty verdict is reached by the jury in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Hunter Biden stared straight ahead and showed little emotion as the guilty verdict in his case involving lying on his gun permit regarding drug use was read. After, he hugged both his attorneys and smiled, kissed his wife, Melissa, and they left the courtroom together. First Lady Jill Biden, who'd been coming to court to support him, arrived minutes after the jury delivered its guilty verdict and was not in the courtroom when it was read. President Biden has not attended the trial at all. His son Hunter faces up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced for the three felonies, though first-time offenders do not get anywhere near that. President Biden had said if his son was found guilty, he would not use his power to pardon him, but respect the jury's verdict. I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malawi's President Lazarus Chakwera said on Tuesday that the country's vice president, Salus Klaus Chamila Chilima, and nine other people